Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Around the NHL with Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. We are rolling along here, and we're also getting set just less than 2 months away from our Road Crew event in Nashville. Join us for an afternoon watch party with Sabres fans and alum on Monday, January 19th, and then, of course, the very next day after playing in Carolina, the Sabres will be in Nashville to take on the Predators, so could be a great little journey for you to join us in Nashville. Proceeds supporting the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot at our Road Crew party by going to sabres.com/roadcrew. Dregs, there is an endless amount of ways we can go here. Sometimes you want to focus on like really great stories. Sometimes you look at some teams that are not going well and you might want to start there. But I think Marty and I are in agreement. How is there no supplementary discipline to Mikko Rantanen?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing Darren, are you?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not hearing Darren either. Sam, producer Sam, let us know if it's coming through.
I don't think we're hearing him.
Off his line or however they viewed it from the Department of Player Safety perspective. I mean, to be fair, it was a boarding major. That's what they called. He got the game misconduct. You hate to see the injury, which we saw with Romanov. But when you slow it down a dozen different ways, as we do, it wasn't overly forceful. So it's the end result, which is the injury here to the New York Islanders player, where you're like, all right, okay, perhaps it does elevate to supplemental discipline. But the message that I got, at least from Dallas's perspective, was, you know, it was Mayfield that kind of knocked him into that.
I mean, that's from the Dallas perspective. Did you get a message from Patrick Waugh? Because that would have been a totally different perspective.
Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest with you here. I was following up on it this morning because, you know, we don't often, of course, we see coach outbursts all the time, right? And occasionally, you know, you'll get a microphone that picks up some questionable language and whatnot. But rarely do you get as cut and dried a threat as that one was by Patrick Waugh to Mikko Rantanen, which, I mean, he just basically said, you're not going to finish the game the next time we play in New York.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard back yet from the National Hockey League. Again, I did hear from an Islanders source who said that they've yet to hear from either Colin Campbell or head office of the National Hockey League. And, you know, frankly, they don't expect to hear because, again, Romanoff was injured on the play. So from the Islanders' standpoint, that's their bigger concern. But we do know the history of how Colin Campbell and Hockey Operations manages these things. I'd be absolutely shocked if there isn't a call before that game between the Islanders and the Dallas Stars to say, okay, you know, because of what everyone could clearly hear from your head coach, if there's a line crossed in this one, you know, there's going to be serious fines levied. But so far, that warning hasn't been issued.
Patrick has had some colorful comments over the years, and maybe he tells the league, like, I'm French. I did not mean what I said. I had Stanley Cup ears plugged by cup rings.
Cup rings, but yeah. Anyway, I was there for that one.
That was good. Let me ask you about the Edmonton Oilers. We saw them on Monday lose 5-1 to the Sabres. They go into Washington last night. Did not fare well in that one either. Connor Ingram is not having the best of starts in Bakersfield either. So
no.
Should the Oilers do what they should have done 2 years ago and now finally shop for a goaltender? I mean, Sabres have three. Maybe there's a scenario that links the two.
Well, whether they'll admit it or not is another thing, right? I think that Stan Bowman, since he's been general manager of the Edmonton Oilers, publicly has defended and supported his goaltending platoon. But we also know that he has kicked tires on available goaltenders in the past. We know that there was some form of dialogue when Gibson was with the Anaheim Ducks, and you know whether it was serious or not, can't be sure. But every time we go down that path with management in Edmonton, we're reminded of the same thing. Hey, look at the track record of these guys. And we're talking about Skinner and Pickard. And it's the same goalie tandem that helped them get to the Stanley Cup final, right? Their goaltending hasn't been good enough. But you're also starting to hear on a regular basis Chris Knobloch, the head coach of the Oilers, go after their defensive details. And I think that's obvious. Anyone who watched that game last night, you could clearly see that the Oilers were often under duress against the Washington Capitals in their own end. But if they get a save along the way, maybe that kind of turns the tables and they come out of one of those games. And that hasn't been the case. So I think you've got a collection of things happening now. Goaltending hasn't been good enough. Their defense as a group hasn't been good enough. And now you've got the coaching staff trying to, you know, point to the obvious in support of their goaltending. So I'd be surprised if Bowman isn't checking around on what available goaltenders there would be, because they do need something to change the course here. Otherwise, they're going to be at the midpoint of the season, and they're going to be well out of the playoff picture, and they're going to have to do something magical in the second half.
Edmonton, Calgary, St. Louis, Nashville, insert other team here. Which one makes the biggest news first?
It feels like Nashville, to be honest. And what we don't know is what is that news, right? I mean, there are murmurs of potential trade situations. You know, Marchessault's name has been out there for a bit. You know, that's an interesting contract, and I think that that's a bit of a challenge for a lot of clubs. And there's no shortage of teams, as we know, that are looking for some help up front. So we'll see if that develops. There always seems to be, you know, kind of an undercurrent of, okay, well, is Andrew Brunette safe? And I feel like the primary reason for that is the obvious one, and that's because Barry Trotz is the general manager, and he's a decorated head coach. So you could see maybe from an ownership perspective, their want to push Barry back to the bench if they feel like that is the bump that is required. I keep checking in on Calgary, and the messaging is always the same. You know what? We're better than our record indicates. We're not in a hurry to move Rasmus Anderson. We're not interested in trading Nazem Kadri or any of the other principal pieces. So I guess it's a wait-and-see approach for the Calgary Flames. But there always seems to be something, again, kind of percolating around the Nashville Predators. So for me, that's the team that I watch.
Dregs, we saw Adrian Kempe sign a long-term extension with the Kings. Adam Lowry signed a contract yesterday. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because we keep asking you about Alex Tuch. But I want to ask you in a different way today. Can it be a strategy for Alex Tuch to say, well, if everybody signs, if Nick Schmaltz signs and if Artemi Panarin signs at some point, I would be the top free agent on the market when comes July 1. and I may get more money than what I'm getting now. So could that be like a way to approach things for Alex Tuck and his group, knowing that everybody else now is basically off the market?
Yeah, and why wouldn't it be, right? Why wouldn't it be? And by being patient in this process, you know, one or two things are going to happen. You either, you know, force the Buffalo Sabres to spend a little bit more in term and in money to keep you away from free agency, provided that Alex Tuck wants to stay.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Long-term in Buffalo, and there's no reason at this point to say that he doesn't. Every time I've checked, that's the messaging that I've got back. The other thing is, okay, if there isn't a deal to be made there, then obviously Alex Tuck is a free agent, is going to be coveted because of everything you just said, Marty. I mean, the pool is getting more and more shallow every single week for those, you know, better forwards especially. So he'll have his pick of the litter. And maybe it gets even tastier between now and then. And what if the Buffalo Sabres are a team that continues to struggle? They're a non-playoff factor as you come closer to the trade deadline. Well, does Alex Tuck want to sign into that longer term anyway? Or is he a trade piece, which he obviously would be at that point? And because of what he's able to do and provide, he very likely lands on a decent contender, certainly a playoff contender and maybe a Stanley Cup contender. So I think that there are a few options that work in favor at this point for Alex Tuck.
Marty just reiterated the number of goalies that are here. Is there anything else percolating on the Buffalo front?
Not really. You know, I mean, it's the same thing every time I check in, and this isn't a knock on Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres. That's just where clubs are. Just continuing to have their conversations. I mean, the conversations get a little bit more urgent. And I wouldn't say that, again, is the case for Adams here. But because we're now essentially at the 20-game mark, you know what you have. You know, Buffalo is no different than a lot of clubs. They've had to deal with injuries. And I think that that's where most of the trade activity and the dialogue is coming from. You know, I talked to a general manager the other day. A good team, a playoff team right now, they're looking for help up front. But there are so few sellers in the NHL at this stage that even if you ask about the potential of a player who that team would consider trading, the asking price is off the charts. So I'm sure that Adams is just basically staying in conversations at this point.
Dregs, navigating fake reports or whatnot is always something that you have to do, we have to try to do. Now, I read something about Matthews, and I got calls and texts about us and Matthews, and maybe it was going to be long-term. It doesn't seem to be the case, but apparently Anthony Stolarz now, according to the coach, Craig Berube, is going to be longer than expected. So what is the real thing in Toronto right now with Matthews, Stolarz, Matthew Nice, and some of the other injuries that they have?
Yeah, Well, Austin Matthews has skated three straight days now, and you know, before the team went out, but that bodes well. But as we reported earlier this week, it sure seems like he's going to be out at least another week. All right, and that's kind of the history that the Leafs have taken with Austin Matthews. Make sure that he's healthy, not able to play. Make sure that he's healthy before he comes back in the mix. So that's what they're doing there. Matthew Nyes, I didn't hear Berube in his post morning skate remarks whether or not he's available or not. I know prior to the morning skate, they were hopeful that he'd be able to play. Lawton is expected to return tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Anthony Stolarz's fellas is concerning. It is, because again, you go back to that first period against Boston where he was injured, suffered something upper body, and Berube at that point, you know, whether it was a day or two later, just said, you know, he's going to miss a game, maybe he'll miss a couple of games. And now it looks a lot more dire than that. But I think that it also speaks to, you know, getting Joe Woll back into the mix, right? And he had a nice night the other night on Tuesday. Yep. So if he's healthy and he's up to form, then that allows them to be more patient to make sure that Anthony Stolarz is healing in the direction that they need him to.
Islanders or the Ducks, which team is more likely to be a conference finalist this year?
Who? You know, the Ducks. I like the look of that team, and it speaks to the timing of Pat Verbeek as general manager. And I know that we've been down this road before, because the Ducks are one of those unlikely stories. None of us expected that they would have the start that they've enjoyed to this point. Maybe we should expect it better from Anaheim, given the fact that they bring in Joel Quenneville into the mix. They made some pretty bold moves. Kreider, Trouba come to mind, some other pieces. So I think that Pat Verbeek is going to continue to try and add. They're still in a waiting period right now, and they've come back down to earth a little bit. But this is a good team. And if Verbeek is able to bolster it, then there's no reason to think. Just when you look at that division, it seems to be somewhat up for grabs. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're able to hold their own. And I don't know if you guys saw the speculation on Mintikoff, the young defenseman. I mean, he's in and out of the lineup. He's not playing very good. I had an exchange with his agent, Dan Milstein, earlier today. And, you know, he let it be known, as he has to other reporters, that they have requested a trade. Imagine how that's going to go with Pat Verbeek. You know, he's cut from the Steve Eisen.
Ask Trevor Zegras. Ask John Gibson.
Easy to understand, though. You got Trouba, Helison, Lacombe, Zellweger all ahead of him as far as high priority people. And then Ian Moore gets the game winner last night late.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like nothing. And of course, you have Gudas in there. It's I'm with you, Dregs. I'm impressed with how they've built things right now.
Yeah. And with Mintikoff, hey, I can guarantee you, based on reporting, that several general managers are pestering Pat Verbeek. Several pestering. Yeah. What's it going to take? And the message that I got from a couple of GMs who obviously have made that call already is that, you know, Verbeek is just saying, no, I'm not trading him. No, I'm not trading him. And I don't think he will. I don't think he will. But I guess the follow-up option is, you know, if you don't trade him and nothing materializes early in the offseason, Mintikoff could, I guess, just say, all right, I'm not playing in the National Hockey League and I'm going back to Russia. But way too early for Pat Verbeek to worry about that.
Dregs, thanks so much. Great stuff as always. Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider from TSN. As we head to break, a reminder to get your kids involved in our Learn to Play program. Is there a young Sabres fan in your life? We want you to have them sign up for the Sabres Kids Club as well. Exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites. Just go to sabres.com/kidsclub. We're back after this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.